Are you a spectator? Jesus today catches the crowds spectating. These same crowds that are now following him once followed John the Baptist. He puts a question to them. What did you go out to the desert to see? And he repeats this question three times. What did you go out to see? And then he answers the question himself. He says, you went out to see a prophet. Prophets are always those who call people back to God. They call people to respond. They call them back to follow the Lord. Jesus is basically saying to them, you all went out to see this guy, John. Yeah, you followed him. You went where he went. But did you listen to what he said? Did you listen and then did you act? Did his words have an effect on your life? In life and in the church, there are spectators and there are participants. Spectators go, they go out to see. But their lives are not changed by what they see. They are not affected by what they hear or what God speaks to them. Participants are those who allow the message of the prophet, the message of God, to penetrate their lives, to impact their lives. Another way we might speak about this would be the difference between what's a good Catholic and what I would call a living Catholic. A good Catholic goes to Mass regularly. They might contribute financially. They might do charitable works. They might even be a leader in the parish. But in the end, they remain unaffected. Christ remains outside of them. Their life is not changed. And at the heart, Christ is not the focus of their life. A living Catholic is a person who has developed an interior life. They are aware that the Holy Spirit is calling them to a deeper conversion. Catholicism is not a spectator sport. If you're not participating by developing and living out of an interior life, then you're a spectator. You might be a good Catholic, but you're not a living Catholic. Now, this is not a criticism. This is just reality, right? You don't have to be offended or worried. You don't have to hide behind the fact that I don't have an interior life. Or I don't have a communion with God in my life. But let's not be afraid to look at our lives and diagnose, where am I? Where am I at in my life? For many people, all they know of their interior life are their desires. And these desires are often disordered to some level. The disorder has come about through our lives, through sin. Both actual sin and, the reality that original sin has affected all of us. Many people experience desires and they need to rest these desires in a satisfaction. And they don't know where the desires come from. They don't know what the desires are ordered to. And they don't even have an idea of how to purify or that the desires need to be purified. Whether it's, the game on the phone or the double chocolate cake or their favorite TV show or just the need to have someone's attention. They have these disordered desires. And our lives can be taken over by these disordered desires. And we just go from one to the next. We scratch this and we scratch that. And that's our interior life. All we know that is on the inside of our hearts, there's this mess. And occasionally it directs us to something which we must immediately gratify. And if we allow these disordered desires to guide us, it will usually end up leading us to rest not in God, but in one of the seven deadly sins: pride, envy, lust, anger, gluttony, greed, or sloth. We live each day never denying any desire that comes along, and so we never suffer that coming of Christ into our lives. We never allow Christ to purify us. Instead of asking Christ to bring order to our desires, we let the desires push us along, and like a tiny ship in a storm that gets bigger and bigger and larger, eventually we lose control. We must suffer the coming of Christ. We must allow Christ to hold sway in our hearts. We must rather enter the desert of the soul. Isaiah says to us, the desert and the parched land will rejoice and bloom. Our interior lives are a desert. that our hearts without the presence of Christ. If we are controlled by our passions, we are a parched desert. When we realize this, we must begin to allow Christ to reclaim that dry land. We must ask Christ to reclaim our interior life. This does not mean that we will stop having disordered desires, but it does mean that we begin recognizing the disorder. And we ask Christ to set us free. We ask Christ to guide us into freedom, while at the same time acknowledging, at this time in my life, I'm not free. St. James tells us 4 times today, have patience. We must patiently wait, like the farmer who waits for the precious fruit. You too, he says, must be patient. Make your hearts firm. Make your hearts firm in what, we might ask? Because the coming of the Lord is at hand, he says. When I was in seminary at the North American College where I studied, the motto for the seminary was Firmam est cor meo, which means my heart is steadfast, or another translation would be my heart is firm. Firm in what? We must be firm in the Lord. We must give ourselves over to the Lord and allow him to have our hearts. But this will not happen by accident. We must be steadfast in the Lord. Now, why did the seminary have this motto? I think it's because as a priest requires a man who has an interior life. To be a priest for a lifetime, a priest must allow Christ in. He must be a living Catholic. Priests are meant to lead their people not primarily in administration or finance or fundraising or building projects. I'm learning about all these things. No, a priest is meant most of all to have leading his people into that interior life. So a priest must be a man who has suffered the coming of Christ in his own life, whose heart is firm in the Lord. Firmam est cor meum. There is a reality that priests too are on this journey, right? I'm on this journey with you. And communion with God is something that I'm striving for and trying to grow in. And I do it imperfectly at times, often. But this interior communion and awareness is essential. It's essential if we want to grow in our relationship with God, if we want to be a living Catholic. Without that interior life, without suffering Christ to enter our heart, a priest will be controlled by his passions. And he will not be a priest for very long. This saying is not just for priests, though. It is the seminary's motto, but it's meant to be shared. You too, all of us, are called to make this interior transformation, the interior journey, to allow Christ to purify our desires. This process of purification is a deliberate cooperation with grace. We are either a spectator or we're a participant. To be a living Catholic is to participate, to have our interior lives rest in Christ. We must patiently await the precious fruit of the interior awareness to grow and to ripen. So can you answer these questions for yourself? Do you have an awareness of your interior life? Are you driven by your passions or by the promptings of the Holy Spirit? Have you mortified, that is, purified your desires so that your desires are ordered to Christ? Or are your desires disordered and leading you towards sin and vice? Reflect today upon the state of your interior life. Recognize the state and take steps to follow and allow Christ to enter more deeply and ever more deeply into that place in your life that guides and leads you. We ask the Lord to lead us this day to a deeper awareness, a deeper recognition of that interior life, that we may follow him, not only in our interior life, but in our everyday lived lives.